Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
Let me pray for you before we dive into today's message. Father, I thank you that right now, Lord God, that you're in every home, Lord God, every environment, every space, Lord God, where this is being watched. And I pray by your Holy Spirit that you'd go before. I pray that you'd illuminate the word. I pray that your word is life, that your word is good and it's pleasing, Lord God, that we would taste and see that the Lord is good. I pray let your word, Lord God, Lord, let it encourage, let it build. We thank you that there's always hope in your word and that there's always life in your word. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Wonderful. So, when it comes to living a life that truly matters and honoring the things that truly matter to God, there are some things that matter. And the first thing that matters to God is that our thoughts matter. What we think about matters. Your thinking matters. In verse 1, the scripture says, verse 2, set your mind on things above, or not on earthly things. In other words, The scripture is encouraging us to set our minds and our thinking on things that are above. The Bible says that whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is noble, whatever is excellent, think about such things. And I want to encourage you that victory in your life is preceded by the right thinking. That when we have the right thinking, then we can have victory right now in our situations. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. I want to encourage you today that the thought of fear is not a God thought, but it's a thought of the enemy. The Bible says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. In other words, God has given to you and I the spirit of sound mind. And sometimes it feels like our thinking can be out of control, but we can call to God. We can call on the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God produces in us a spirit of sound mind. Whatever you need, the Bible says, ask of Him, and He gives it liberally. When you ask God for sound thinking, when you ask God for right thinking, then the Lord doesn't just leave you in the lurch. The Lord gives you a spirit of sound mind. Another translation, that word, that sound mind, literally is translated in another version, self-discipline. In other words, having the right thinking sometimes requires self-discipline. I've discovered that whatever I feed my mind is what grows in my mind. So what are you feeding your mind today? Are you feeding your mind on God's promises? Are you feeding your mind on God's word? Are you feeding your mind on positive conversations? Have you got people speaking into your life who are speaking life words that add life rather than take away life? Well, let me encourage you. Your thoughts matter to God. And God wants your thinking to be in line with His promise for your life, with His word for your life. When I first became a Christian, I gave my life to Jesus and my spirit was renewed straight away. Because when you invite the Lord into your life, He renews your spirit immediately. But what had to happen was that over a period of time, my thinking had to be changed. The Bible says that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. In other words, when I first became a Christian, I was saved, but I was still defeated in my thinking. So can I encourage you? Allow God's word to fill your mind. Set your thoughts on thoughts above, not beneath. Not the way that you used to live, but set your thoughts on things above. In fact, can I encourage you that right now, as a church community, as a faith community, we are right now engaged in a daily devotion on YouVersion. And I want to encourage you to join us. Join me. The link's going to come on in your screen right now, but go on to YouVersion. And in fact, we've got a whole lot of people who are reading the Bible together in a daily devotion, and we're all engaged in the community. We can all comment, and we can all see each other's comments. We're all commenting. So can I encourage you? That might be one way, practical way, to help you Engage in thoughts that matter. Allow God's word to get into your life. Think about what you were thinking about, because what you think matters. Number two, expectation matters to God. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. The question is, what are you expecting for your life beyond this current crisis? Absolutely, we're in the middle of a crisis, and absolutely, these are challenging times. But in the middle of that, we all know this to be absolutely true. This is just a season, and the season is going to end. We want summer to last all year round, but summer never lasts. Summer turns into autumn, and autumn turns into winter. And sometimes when it feels like you're in the winter seasons of your life, it feels like it's never ending. But guess what? Spring comes around the corner. And when spring comes, we get a spring in our step. Seasons never last. In fact, there's a great prophet who spoke these words, storms never last. The prophet was Dr. Hook, for all you old schoolers out there. But storms will never last. And I want to encourage you, this storm will not last. So the question is, where is your expectation? Because expectation matters to God. Psalms chapter 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, let's go up into the house of the Lord. In other words, he approached God. He approached his presence with expectation. What you are expecting matters. Are you expecting for things to just, continue to be drab and not get any better? Or are you expecting that when we get through this storm, that we're going to come out stronger, that we're going to see God move in power? I believe with all my heart that the greatest days of the church are out in front of us. As a church in 2020, many of you already know, but we declared a prophetic word over Forward Church that 2020 was the year of no limits. Well, guess what's just happened? Right now, we can't assemble in buildings. We can't assemble in rooms. But now we are gathering in homes and lounges. We're going house to house and devices all over the world. What's happened is that God has taken the limits off. And right now, we have an opportunity to reach more lives for God. To see the life-giving message of Jesus reach many more people than we ever could have reached within the four walls of a building. In fact, the building is not the church. You are the church. The people are the church. So we don't come together to have church. We are the church. You are the church. And I want to encourage you that in 2020, your expectation matters. Expect the best. Expect that through this, God's going to turn all things around for good. Because your life will rise to the level of your expectation. Have an expectation that God's going to bring you through. Have an expectation that God's going to turn your life around. Have an expectation that God is going to restore all of the things that you may have lost, and he's going to restore them to even greater than they were previously. Expectation matters. If you expect little, then you will receive little. And if you expect much, then you will receive much. And I want to encourage you, in the middle of maybe there are a whole bunch of people right now in isolation, I want to encourage you right there in the middle of where you are, have an expectation that God is going to move. We don't know how, but we believe it. He's a God of exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. And the third thing that matters to God, is that our words matter. Our words matter. I honestly just think, right now, our words matter more than any other time. Luke chapter 6 verse 45 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, your words are a reflection of what's going on in your heart. Are your words speaking life? Because your words shape your destiny. You can't live a big life and have small words. Or are your words speaking fear? Are your words speaking doubt? Can I encourage you, friend, right now? Can I encourage you that there are people all around us, and you know what words they need? They would need words of kindness. They would need words of gratitude. Right now, we've got a whole bunch of essential services that are working hard for all of us. Those people right now, they need words of encouragement. We have leaders civic leaders. We have, government leaders. We have all these different leaders right now who are trying to navigate a landscape that they've never been a part of. This is a once in a generation occurrence. And what they need is not more people just to, not negative speak. And I believe as believers that our words should be seasoned with grace. That now's not the time to jump on the bandwagon of what everybody else is doing. Now's the time to be the salt in the world. Now and bring out the God colors in the world. Now's the time to be the light. How can we do that? We can do that with our words. Let's speak words of love. Let's speak words of hope. Why? Because your words matter to God. Your words are so powerful, they are not just given to you for the means of communication. Your words are given to you for the purpose of creation. Literally, your words create. And the question I want to ask you is, are your words creating something that is good? Are your words, building up? Or are your words tearing down? In fact, the scripture makes it real clear. I put before you life and death. Choose. How do you choose life or death? With your words. And can I encourage you today? Maybe things haven't gone right for you. Maybe even some people have been not so kind to you. Well, you don't have to return their lack of kindness in the same way. Let's rise above that. And let's be people who speak words of life. Let's be people who just speak words that will build. Let's be people who speak words that will lift up. Why? Because your words matter. The Bible says in the book of John that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 15, and that Word became flesh. Right now we have the opportunity to build the kind of world around us. The kind of world that would do better. A kind of world that would advance. A kind of world that we could really see our families go forward, see our community go forward. And I want to encourage you, let your words today, let your words be the kind of words that matter to God. Your words that are words that are uplifting, your words that are words that bring joy, and your words that are words that bring hope. And maybe you're there right now, and you're watching online, and maybe you're saying, look, I don't know this God that you've been talking about. I don't know this Jesus that you've been talking about. Or maybe you did grow up in church like I did, but walked away like I did. And maybe you're saying, yeah, I want to hear that God stuff, but man, I'm done with all that God stuff, And I want to encourage you that Jesus came to bring, not to bring rules, but he came to bring life, and life in all of its abundance. And I know this to be absolutely true. Right now, we have a whole world who are just reevaluating the purpose of life. And I want to encourage you that in the middle of everything that has been reduced down, our life is being reset, and our lives are being reprioritized because of what's happening around us. I can tell you right now that there are some things that matter. And what matters is your faith. And what matters is your family. There were a whole bunch of things that so many of us were chasing only a few weeks ago. So many of us thought that the corporate ladder was important, and a whole bunch of us thought that fame and fortune was important, only to discover that really, when all of that's stripped away, when life is stripped away, all that really matters is your faith. All that really matters is that you've got peace in your heart. All that really matters is that your family, your loved ones around you. And so right now, maybe you've been asking those questions, and maybe you've been saying, there's something bigger at play here. And I need to start to live my life for something bigger. Maybe you felt an emptiness inside of you like I did for many, many years. Well, I want to encourage you that the reason that there's an emptiness is because you need God in your life. The Bible says that he sets eternity in your hearts. For many, many years, I chased all those things and had a measure of success, had a lot of things, but still felt totally empty. And the reason I felt empty was because I didn't have God in my life. And so right now, wherever you're watching this stream.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.